I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu Peters today. We're grateful to have you here today. We have a great show planned for you. Now, first things first, we want to talk about a guest we had on early on this year, sharing the story of his daughter, Grace. Grace was murdered in the hospital with a concoction of deadly and lethal drugs, and they ended up overdosing a little girl. Now, this is more common than people think. People think that this is just some kind of isolated incident when this kind of stuff is happening every single day. To be exact, over 1,000 patients a day are murdered in these hospitals. I believe medical malpractice is one of the number one killers in the United States of America. Also, with the CDC protocols and the incentives that these hospitals were given, you can look forward to seeing a lot more of this. Here to sound the alarm on this is Scott Shera. He was Grace's father. You know, Scott, I am so sorry for what they have done to you and your family. I know nothing can ever bring little Grace back, but we're grateful to have you here today. We're grateful for your activism and the awareness that you're raising, you know, because this is a serious issue. This doesn't impact you, it impacts all of us, and this could happen to other people. Now, have you heard of any other instances where they have done the exact same thing that they did to your daughter?
Oh, several. So you mentioned in your open that medical malpractice is a leading cause of death. In fact, it's the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. But what happened to Grace was not medical malpractice. Medical malpractice has an incidence of negligence with it. Well, when you see what happened to Grace, I mean, they gave her those three meds, Precedex, lorazepam, and morphine in 29 minutes. You can't do that to somebody and expect them to survive. Those are literally what is used with hospice patients on their last day of life. And we have, because Grace's case has gotten so big, other people have reached out to us. And the one we were just talking about off camera briefly is one where they use death row meds. And so specifically, people are not aware of this, but back in April of 2020, specifically April 6th of 2020, a number of doctors and pharmacists wrote a letter to all the states that have death row as part of their protocols. And the death row meds that they specifically requested in this letter, this was reported, by the way, on April 14th of 2020, just 8 days later after they wrote the letter. And they requested midazolam, fentanyl, and zirconium bromide specifically for COVID-19 patients. And I know you're going to put the actual information I researched on the links afterward, but I mean, these meds were used to kill another Down syndrome girl in Connecticut whose mother reached out to us. And in her situation, which is substantially worse than Grace, I mean, they used those meds that literally killed her. But on top of that, they use remdesivir, ventilator, and they, similar to Grace, they put an illegal DNR on her against the family's wishes. And she, unfortunately, was in the hospital for a full 22 days. And so I estimate the amount that they received from her stay in the $750,000 plus range.
So they billed them $750,000 to murder their daughter is what they essentially did. You know, it's been criminal what we've had to sit back and watch and see. And I know that you have mobilized a lot of people to get involved, to protest these protocols, to protest these hospitals. Her death appears to be intentional. You know, you said it wasn't medical malpractice. You know, this essentially is murder. Now, you know, they have used the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, as a shield, essentially. Like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're going to do whatever it takes to, you know, make sure that people get medicine, or this is the way it should be. And they had so many incentives and everything involved in this. Now, recently, Joe Biden said that the pandemic was over. You know, I look around me and I don't see a pandemic. If you watch the news, you'd think there'd be a giant bloodbath going on out there. Now, do you want to detail into that what Joe Biden meant when he said that the pandemic was over?
Yeah, that's a great question. What did he mean? So on September 19th, he announced to the world that the pandemic is over. And, you know, the good news about what we're finding is the things that I can research are now readily available online. So I started looking things up and saw the week ending September 20th, which was a day after he announced the pandemic was over, there were 28,833 new hospitalizations in the United States with COVID. And then what makes matters worse is the anniversary of Grace's death, which was last week, Thursday, October 13th, the public health emergency was re-upped for another 90 days. And I want to connect the dots with that. So how this pandemic continues is from a legal perspective. And so from a legal perspective, on January 27th of 2020, President Trump was the first one that instituted the public health emergency. That has to be re-upped every 90 days, which it has been ongoing, and got re-upped again on October 13th. So you reference in your open about 1,000 people a day still being murdered. They're being murdered of COVID following protocols. And that death protocol was re-upped on literally last week, Thursday. So what does that mean? It means that the hospitals are continuing to get bonus money for following protocols that kill people, and the immunity from liability under the PREP Act continues. Yes. So to frame this in a lot broader picture, the United States only has 4.3% of the world's population. We are the only country that has over 1 million deaths. We almost have almost 1.1 million deaths related to COVID. This makes no sense because right. We're the most medically advanced country in the world. The second country on this list is India. They're number two. They have less than half the deaths of the United States, yet their population is four times that of the United States, and their footprint on the planet is only one third. So what's going on? Well, right. India used ivermectin. The United States, we have, through the NIH, required the hospital systems to use death protocols. So I outlined what they did with the girl in Connecticut, what they did with Grace, but the two primary death protocols are remdesivir and ventilators. Remdesivir has a 75% kill rate for three doses and more, and the ventilator has a 90% kill rate. So that's why we have such high numbers in the United States. These doctors are following the protocols that are dictated by the NIH and paid for through bonus money. Through the first, we're in month 33 of COVID. Through the first 22 months, which is what I have the stats for, the hospitals were paid $400 billion from the government to follow these protocols that literally kill people at the rates I just said. So to put $400 billion in perspective, people don't grasp this because we throw these big numbers around all the time. $1 billion is 1,000 million. 400 billion is 400,000 million. That means we could have coined 400,000 new millionaires in this country, but instead the government, our taxpayer money, was paid to hospitals to literally kill our population. And it is sick. I can't tell enough people this story.
I know, it's true. And they'll never categorize the death as a murder by hospital protocol. That always goes down as a COVID death, you know, because we are using literal poison that sends people into renal failure on their hospital beds, should they have just used ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or, you know, treatments that were proven to work, we would have had a lot lower of a death rate. But it was the incentives. It was almost like it was a depopulation extermination plan that they were pushing through, because even in the Ebola trials, the remdesivir murdered over half of the patients. This isn't something that we should implement in the United States, especially a place as advanced as the United States. We have medical treatments available, but it was obviously a conspiracy to kill. Mr. Scott, we have 1 minute left. Any last words?
What I would love to tell people is that you have to be responsible for your own health. And in order to do that, you have to change your belief. If you believe the hospitals and the doctors are still following the Hippocratic Oath, you will never believe what I'm saying. You have to start with the belief that there is an agenda, and you referenced the population control agenda. I have come to believe that. I was not awake before Grace died. I'm awake now. And my belief relative to what's going on in the hospitals has changed completely because of what Grace went through and then now the statistics that I found. So I would encourage anybody, look into what I'm saying. If you find it to be true, change your perspective. You've got to be responsible for your own care, because the doctors, for the most part, not all of them, but the ones that have been bought, they have been bought with an agenda to take you out.
It's true. It's true. Scott Shera, thank you so much, and God bless you, okay?
Thank you very much, Lauren.
I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Gold Co. You've been hearing me talk about Gold Co. a lot, and they are doing amazing things for the public. I'm getting emails all over the place as people are protecting themselves from this hyperinflation and these tax hikes and this criminal government theft and hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen so it can be sent over to Ukraine and funding the mandates and the bioweapon injections. We're funding our own demise. Plus, they're going to reset the financial system to zero. Everything that you've worked hard for is going to be gone. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Make sure to mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Firing on all cylinders from the minute that you pop your eyes open. You're just awake and processing information. You're more driven. You're more focused. You have more creativity, more clarity than ever before in your life. And that's because you found the Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there. You will not believe how much information you'll learn about yourself when you fill out the personal questionnaire about how you process information. This is the on switch, the light switch, completely safe, not addictive, 100% legal. You're not going to go to jail or be arrested because you're outsmarting everybody, because you're a better employee, a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better father, a better employer, a better boss, a better business owner, entrepreneur. You're just sifting through the distractions and just defeating everything that comes your way. Nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, the way to go. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu Peters. Now, everybody knows that the CDC is a criminal cartel. 2 days ago, they just voted in favor, 15-0, to implement the mRNA vaccines on the vaccine schedule for children. Dr. Jane Ruby has been covering this, and now she has new evidence that she's bringing forth today about the CDC recategorizing this cancer explosion that we're seeing everywhere. Welcome, Dr. Jane.
Thanks, Lauren. It's great to be back with you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah. All right. So what are we seeing here? We know that the CDC has been manipulating numbers in their favor, in particular, to kind of hide the truth about these bioweapon jabs. Now, you said you had some new evidence. Do you mind sharing that with the audience today?
Yeah, not at all. And I'm going to go into more detail on it immediately after your show, on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. We're going to get into it with lots of different. There are two issues. So the rates of cancers, Lauren, are skyrocketing.
Yes.
And people have said, and it actually is being filed into the VAERS system. But as fast as the reports are coming in, the CDC, which really is a collapsed agency, as you know, part of the government's mass genocide program, they've been actively throttling numbers. Everybody knows that. But what they're doing now is something so horrific, even beyond what they've been doing. By the way, lately they've been changing the date of birth on filings on baby injuries and deaths because they want to keep that number down to keep parents going. It's so disgusting. But what they're doing with these exploding cancer rates, and let me just say, the cancer rates are going up, and people have tried to argue and say, well, these are just deferred screenings because people couldn't get in to see their oncologists, you know, in 2020 and 2021. Well, that would be true if the same types of cancers were rising in numbers. These are new. They're extremely rare, some of them never seen before, the cell types, the areas of the body that they're occurring in. And they're wildly aggressive, Lauren, which means they're very rapidly replicating. They're damaging systems in the body much faster. The prognoses are much, much worse, which means people are going to get sick faster and they're going to die in a shorter period of time. So what the CDC is doing, they're really getting two benefits out of this. They're trying to hide those numbers of exploding new cancers. And so they did an upgrade, by the way, a few weeks ago. And during that time, yeah, I know. And during that time, that's where they do their dirty work. And what they did was they've moved these rising numbers of cancers, you can't even make this up, into the category of COVID-19 infection deaths. So they get a twofer on this one. They get to hide the numbers from the public so that they don't get scared and stop taking the shots, especially if they're former cancer patients. And they also get the fake numbers of COVID infections, you know, on the rise so that they can continue the false narrative and also get people to continue to get the shots.
So let me get this straight. So they're saying that cancer is a result of COVID, or like as opposed to saying it's a result of the bioweapon side effects?
They're really not acknowledging the cancer at all.
Okay.
What they're doing is they shut it down for a few weeks. They do this, you know, like you said, upgrade. And then they take those numbers and they literally just in the system, like it's like a spreadsheet, they move the numbers into deaths and disability from COVID-19 infection. So they're not even acknowledging it as cancer. They're taking those numbers out of the cancer category of filings, and they're moving it, sneaking it into injuries, sickness, hospitalizations, and death for COVID-19 infection. So cancer disappears in terms of large numbers, but where the numbers go, it's kind of like an accounting spreadsheet. The numbers have to go somewhere. They put them into the COVID-19 infection and say, hey, there's no cancer problem. And by the way, COVID-19 infections are going through the roof. So we still have a pandemic and you better get your vaccine and your boosters.
Oh, that's so sick. Speaking of boosters, so I wanted to ask you about this story that I read in The Atlantic, actually. It was about you. But listen, yeah. So there was a Belgian doctor. He, I guess, struggled with lymphoma, cancer. But it was only after receiving his Pfizer booster that he just became completely infected. If you see here on the screen, the cancer spread everywhere to every place that there was lymph nodes, it appeared. And, you know, you had said, hey, listen, like this booster is linked to this explosion in cancer. It was probably related. And, you know, they wrote a hit piece on you. They called you a right-wing influencer. But recently, even the doctor had to admit that that was probably the case.
Yes, the doctor came forward. By the way, his re-imaging, that was a before and after, mm-hmm. His re-imaging was done about 8 days after his Pfizer booster. He wasn't sure if he should take it. He did sort of see the science on both sides, but he has a brother who's also a physician that talked him into it. And then 8 days later, you can see it just lit up. And I think the word explosion is appropriate. But what he said in the Atlantic article was, I knew these conspiracy theorists, you know, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it's pretty close to what he said. I knew they were going to do this. I knew they were going to blame it on the shot. You know, I don't want to see this happen. And I want to see people continue to get vaccinated. But then in a subsequent article that just came out in September by the Children's Health Defense Group with Robert Kennedy, they interviewed Dr. Michelle Goldman, the victim, and he came out and said, I really can't say it any other way, but my cancer advancement that he's fighting now, he said, is pretty much, you know, related to the booster that I took. No apology, though. No apology from The Atlantic. So, and by the way, guys, it's not right-wing conspiracy nut. It's Dr. Jane Ruby.
Yes. And, you know, some of the people in the beginning who took the most heat, I know you were one of those people, I know Stu was one of those people, when it finally becomes safe and mainstream to talk about these things, nobody recognizes how much it costs you. I'm sure you lost most of your social media. I'm sure you lost a lot. You became, you know, a target, essentially. And you were right, and we appreciate the fact that you were willing to speak about the truth when nobody else was. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Lauren. Great to see you again. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You really have to know the importance of maintaining the correct amount and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. It literally controls most of the way that your body functions. Your overall health is incredibly dependent on the amount of magnesium and what types of magnesium are in your body. 75% of Americans have no idea that they're suffering from a magnesium deficiency, and it leads to death. Early graves is what it leads to. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all contributing factors to putting you in a coffin and 6 feet under. Don't do it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Read about how Magnesium Breakthrough has exactly the right types and exactly the correct amounts of magnesium in one pill that you take once a day with your evening meal. You will never have slept better in your life. The rest that you will get, no more tossing around. Sleeplessness is a huge problem in America. Stress and anxiety, prevalent. Hello, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there, please. I'm begging you. I want you to live a long life. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com.
I was vaccinated in March of 2021. My wife was vaccinated, same period of time, and all my kids were vaccinated. So you couldn't call me an anti-vaxxer. I've always gotten all these vaccines that the government has recommended. I've always trusted the government. And then I started hearing stories from my friends. So one person, she asked me if the vaccines were safe, and I said, of course they're safe. They're the most tested vaccine. You know, and I'm repeating the whole party line that I've been told because I have no reason not to believe it. And I said, why are you asking me this question? I mean, like, you know, have you not turned on the news? Like, where have you been, you know, in the last year? She said, well, three of my relatives were vaccinated and they died a week later, and they were all perfectly healthy before they got the vaccine. And I said, well, that's impossible. That must be wrong. And then she replied, yeah, but they're dead.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke, filling in for Stu. Now, there's so much misinformation within our movement. There's been lies and deceit. And, you know, all of us just want to pursue the truth. There's been so much controversy around the EUA shield. Is it the truth? Do we have a right to fight Big Pharma in this? Do we have a right to stand up to the vaccine mandates? And, you know, there's just been people even within our movement and outside of our movement who have stirred confusion. Now, our God is a God of clarity and order, and we always here at the Stu Peters Show want to provide the truth to you. Karen Kingston joins me today. She was a former Pfizer employee and biotech analyst. Hey, listen, Karen, I've been reading your Substack. For anybody listening, go subscribe to Karen Kingston's Substack. You break it all down. But one that particularly caught my interest was the gain of function mRNA research is not what experts led us to believe. Now, what prompted you to write the Substack article? And can you provide us some clarity on what the mRNA vaccine is?
Absolutely. So the greatest deception that's been brought on humanity is actually this lie that there was a SARS-CoV-2 virus that caused the pandemic. So what prompted me to write the Substack was that, as you know, Lauren, I've been working behind the scenes for almost 2 years, yes, providing all this information. I was on the Stu Peters show in September saying that this was a bioweapon that used graphene oxide and hydrogel. And I thought that, you know, I would provide all the evidence and all the experts would pick up and run with the truth. But there was this, no, we can't tell them the whole truth. There's 10% that we need to leave out. And that's Satan's deception. So that's why I started my Substack, because what I put on my Substack is what I would present literally in a med legal advisory board meeting where there's CEOs and doctors and lawyers. So it can stand up in a court of law. So that's why it's there. But the whole concept that there is an mRNA virus called SARS-CoV-2 is such a lie. If you go into the Substack, you'll see expert after expert after expert that says, look, mRNA viruses are completely useless on their own. There's one article that says naked mRNA is basically rendered powerless. It is rendered completely impotent inside the human body. There is a $4 billion evolutionary shield, according to the scientists, called the lipid bilayer. A virus, so they could never get into your cells. Ralph Baric even himself said, look, I can't do anything with this $100 million portfolio I have of mRNA gain-of-function viruses. So they need to combine it with nanotechnology,
right?
And that's what this is. It is a combination of biology with artificial intelligence. That is what's infecting people.
Right. So that makes it not just, you know, the mRNA. It makes it a medical device. Like, they inserted a medical device because it couldn't, this virus or parasite is what it is, couldn't be delivered into the body without a way, like without a device or something implementing it into people. Is that what you're saying, that this is actually a medical device?
Well, it's actually an artificial intelligence nanotechnology weapon, according to James Giordano, that they categorized as a medical device. And, you know, Dr. Malone knows darn well that mRNA, SARS-CoV-2, can't get into the body. It needs, as he has said himself on the War Room, it needs a cationic charge, a positive ionic charge. So that's not something that's found naturally in viruses. That is from the quantum dot technology that this was merged with. It's in the DARPA pitch with EcoHealth Alliance, Baric, and Xi Jingli gave to DARPA in 2018. They say, we're going to make weaponized spike proteins in a lab, and we're going to combine them with nanotech. It now, says it in the proposal.
Yeah, I know you had mentioned Malone. Now, I have a question because I've been hearing a lot of stuff about this, raised some serious concerns with me. Now, we had discussed the EUA shield. It shielded them from Big Pharma, from basically accountability. Lawyers wouldn't touch it. Everybody felt like they couldn't fight it because of the EUA shield. Now, I believe that it was Dr. Robert Malone who said early on, like, basically, this is a different vaccine. It was the Comirnaty versus the Pfizer biotech. And what this did was it disarmed us. And it was maybe a small mistake or whatever it was. It disarmed us, so we felt like we couldn't fight. Now, what is the truth about this?
The truth is what I reported on August 25th on the Stu Peters Show. When I said we won, because when the FDA approved the Pfizer BNT162b and Comirnaty vaccines, they broke the shield. And so people understand, what is the EUA shield?
Right.
So under the Popper Act, and also under the Cures Act, our Congress passed laws that allowed anyone who believed that they were a covered person or a manufacturer to commit crimes. They could know what they're doing is wrong, factually and legally. They know it can cause more harm than good, and they know it's in a violation of any federal or state law. So you literally, they have a license to kill, and right. You cannot, and that's called willful misconduct. And you cannot even be charged with willful misconduct. That's actually shielded as long as you believe you're following HHS orders or you believe you're a covered person. So in the Pfizer DOD contract, it says Pfizer's a covered person. So Pfizer from our Department of Defense was given a license to kill. Now that's only under EUA law. Now, once the FDA approval happened, it's very clear in the documentations and the law, then now it's fair game. But if someone can convince the world that the shield was never broken,
right,
then we believe that our hands are cuffed. So these demonic, evil people, they do operate under some law. And what's so important about that shield being broken is, like, even if you take a look at Brooke Jackson's case, I mean, I looked at the case. It opened up with saying, hey, look, if we file this case, even though it's an emergency use, that's no reason to violate this and that. I'm like, that's actually a reason to violate all that stuff. EUA allows you to do that. But but Pfizer submitted the IND trial or the IND documents, initial new drug application. They went through the phase 1, 2, and 3 trials, and the FDA approved it. They accelerated it. And they originally, because if you look at the documents in my Substack, they weren't planning on even submitting for FDA approval until 2025. But because there was so much pushback over the mandates, the FDA and Fauci moved it up, and they inadvertently broke their shield. They had a major problem. And so they needed people in our movement to convince everybody that the shield was never broken.
Okay. I want to go directly into your Substack article about the gain-of-function mRNA research, and it's not what experts led us to believe. Now, you know, we have tons of people who claim to be an expert or should actually be an expert, but are doing it wrong. You know, I feel like there's a bunch of places we're trying to go for the truth, and we just can't find it. We need to dismantle the COVID-19 deceptions. I completely agree with you on this. But in this particular Substack, you mentioned Dr. Yeah. Andrew Huff's guidance. Do you mind yeah. going into that a little bit?
Absolutely. So this is how people are deceived. This is how, I mean, these are CIA trained people. They are masters at the art of deception. I mean, they are professionally trained liars, and they're so good at it, they believe the lies. So this is what's so important is Andrew Huff gave all this testimony, and I didn't break it down. You know, he talks about chimeric spike proteins, chimeric mRNA viruses, and all the gene editing that was done. And here's the problem is that gain of function, if you go to my Substack, let's pull it up, because gain of function had a different definition when Dr. Andrew Huff was employed at EcoHealth Alliance.
Okay.
So the historical definition, if you scroll up, is the historical definition was that it could enhance a pathogen in any manner. So that would include convergence with nanotechnology or creating an aerosol spray. So gain of function, the original definition, include the convergence of biology with technology. And then the NIH changed that definition so that it only included gene editing technologies. So basically mRNA gain of function. And mRNA gain of function isn't a risk because those viruses can't infect people unless they're combined with technology. Right.
Yeah, so it was dormant until it was weaponized. So there was a process to make it weaponized.
The weaponized process was combining with technology. It wasn't the mRNA gene editing. Mm. So what happened was Andrew Huff worked with EcoHealth Alliance, and as you go through this Substack and as you go through the documents I present, EcoHealth Alliance, Ralph Baric, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology were working to combine these spike proteins and mRNA sequences and virions and oligonucleotides with nanotech, with quantum dot, with lipid nanoparticles. But then Andrew Huff gives testimony under the current definition that it was all just gene editing. So do you see how confusing and deceptive that is?
Yes. That's how they operate. They want us to be confused. Yeah. They want us to know just enough or think we know just enough where we can't mobilize, organize, and fight back. But, you know, I really appreciate the work you've done. I really appreciate all the research you have done into this to kind of bring the truth to light. Now, you said you have sent this information to people that needed it that could actually do something about this. What has been the response?
It hasn't been favorable. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, funny how it happens. Hasn't been favorable. You know, when you have you're yeah. given the weapon to fight back, and they don't want to take it. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Ahead. Well, we'll see if they. I think what happened. People have been deceived. And Stu and I've talked about the deception is so great that there are people who I think they in their hearts they believe that they love God and they don't recognize that they actually love money. They believe that they're serving humanity, but they're serving their own interests, their own ego, and money. And they're figuring out how to make money from people or make money off of people instead of actually seeking the truth. I mean, this is just my personal experience. You guys know where my heart and my intentions are. But when you're that deceived and you don't even understand that you're participating in this demonic plan It's very difficult. The only way out is to repent in front of God. And the only way, you know, to actually reconnect through God is through Jesus, right? It's through the resurrection of Jesus, and ask for forgiveness, right? And believe in the resurrection. And that's the way to do this. And notice, so there's a lot of people too that are talking about the book of Revelation, it's end times, there's nothing that we can do to stop it. That is not true. That's also part of the lie. I know how to stop this technology. It's all contingent on 5G and fiber optics, and Stu and I are going to go into more details on that on Monday. But it's not true that we can stop this plan. And so there are many Christians who are talking about end times, but they're not talking about Jesus. And, right. and it is through Jesus, you know, that we have salvation. It is through Jesus. We need Jesus to actually connect with God. Read the Old Testament. Read the Old Testament. Understand what his sacrifice meant, what the resurrection meant. And that is the way we overcome this. And through Jesus, you know, you actually, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will have wisdom. AI is not more intelligent than man.
No.
Our intelligence, our wisdom comes from God.
Exactly.
Through Jesus.
Your artificial technology demon worshipers cannot outdo the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of the living God. You know, there's a big issue with people where they can't see that this is not just a battle in the natural. This isn't just something that's going on that we're facing every day. No, this is a spiritual battle as well. You know, there's an enemy who hates us, and he wants us to spend eternity in hell with him and not with Christ. That's mm-hmm. the whole, you know, that's his whole agenda. That's his whole purpose for being here. And, you know, he does operate in deception and lies. You know, he is the father of lies. So it's, you know, warriors for Christ, we have to stand up and fight for truth, and not be afraid to fight for truth or weaponize the name of Jesus, because it's the most powerful name yeah. above every other name. And, you know, we as Christians, we have the authority to trample on these serpents, and we must continue to do so. And Karen, thank you so much. Any last words before we close out?
I want people to understand that the greatest deception is that there was a SARS-CoV-2 mRNA virus. They're completely impotent. They're powerless unless they are combined with this demonic AI technology. And rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Anything that you pray for, anything that you claim to protect you, your family, your children in this nation, start off in the name of Jesus. In the name of, tell those demons who you are coming in the name of. And they will flee.
Yep.
And please, again, please submit to my Substack. It is there to give you the truth. And we will win this war. God's people will win this war. And I appreciate the Stu Peters team and the platform. And thank you for always, you know, just always bringing me on to bring the truth, regardless of what the liars and the deceivers are saying.
We love you, Karen. We're going to drop the link to Karen's Substack below in the description so you can follow yourself and fight for truth and equip yourself to fight for truth. Karen, I never believed viruses were real anyway, so I'm totally with you on this. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
We're now exposing dog food of all things. Did you know that you're probably poisoning your dog with the dog food that you're giving them, your best friend, because it has meat meal in it? What's this meat meal? Well, it's leftover packing plant scraps from the floor and spoiled meat from supermarkets. Dr. Marty, a world-renowned veterinarian, has exposed this. Even the healthy, so-called healthy dog foods that you see advertised, the organic ones, they contain this meat meal. We have a full list of which dog foods contain this at dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Dr. Marty's food, on the other hand, the top four ingredients, meats, no preservatives, no artificial crap in them, no poisons. Treat your best friends like the best friends that they are. They depend on you to make the best decisions for them. Those are our puppies, man. Do the right thing. Dogfoodexposed.com/stew. I want to tell you about our great friends over at Curable. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curable is the family-owned CBD business that grows all of their hemp locally right here in my home state of Minnesota, and then ship it to you wherever you are. Curable can help you with things like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, even allergies. People report positive benefits using CBD dealing with Parkinson's symptoms or their children battling ADHD. Stop with the antipsychotics. Stop with the Ritalin and poisonous neurotoxins in your children. Try CBD. All kinds of different oils plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STEW at Curable.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. As I said before, we aren't funded by Big Pharma. We keep rolling by our sponsors. Recently, Bill Gates came out with these Franken seeds. He's creating this genetically modified type of seed form. If they can't take us out via the vaccine, they're going to try and take us out with food shortages and poisoned food. Now, the Georgia Guidestones clearly stated that we needed to reduce the population to 500 million. That means killing off 7.5 billion people in order to achieve perfect balance with nature. These people are genocidal maniacs. That we can be very for sure. But there is a way to fight back. They want you to eat the bugs. They want you to eat their poison seeds. However, Heaven's Harvest has given you another option. Clayton Llewellyn joins us now. Thank you, Clayton, for coming on. Listen, we're feeling it. I know that I spend less money at the grocery store because food prices have skyrocketed, you know, and that's even if I can find the lunch meat that I want. I know that there's currently a butter shortage. Main things that people need in order to feed their families are becoming more and more scarce. Would you agree that this is all part of a conspiracy, an agenda to depopulate the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Lauren. They're not going to come out and say that. They'll never come out and say that. But I mean, it's becoming evident. Like, I'm never going to sell my product based on fear. I said from day one, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to scare people. Now, I'll be honest with you right now. Like, it's got me worried. I mean, it's silly. It's one thing after another. You know what I mean? It's the war in Ukraine. Let's blame that on the shortages. But no, that war has caused 2/3 of the fertilizer production in this world to disappear overnight. I mean, we've got railroads that are refusing to haul fertilizer. It's just, sure. It's food processing plants burning down. We've got a drought in this country right now. This is a 1,200-year drought. I just drove across the country last week. The corn crop in Nebraska is crazy. Crazy. I mean, this is my business. This is what I do. Like, if I stop in the gas station, I walk over to the farmer and ask him how it's going. What's up? How you been?
Right.
How's the crop here? Like, it's devastating out there right now. Like, I talk to farmers that aren't even going to harvest their crop because it's going to cost more to harvest than what they're going to get out of it. The corn crop across there, when you drove by the fences, there's 4-foot fences that line the interstate the whole way out there. The crop was barely above those fences. Barely above them. So we're talking corn that's 4 foot tall. Now, again, I know this isn't like the corn we eat. Like, this is livestock feed.
Right.
I mean, but it's ripple effect the whole way down.
It's just as necessary. Yes. So you recently just traveled out to the Midwest and you saw, you know, I remember when those cows were found dead. I mean, 3,000 cows found dead. I actually had somebody reach out to me from that area, and he said it wasn't a heat stroke because all the other cows in that area were fine. It was that one particular place because there was reportedly fentanyl put in the water. Now, you can't tell me that it's an intentional agenda in order to not only increase prices so the ordinary family can't afford to feed their family, but also they're messing with our climate. They're spraying God knows what everywhere. And the stuff isn't growing. Now, you said that the corn was only 4 feet tall. Now, do you think that's a result of the drought or the stuff they're spraying or whatever genetically modified craziness that Bill Gates is up to?
I think there's two parts that are in that. I mean, I can't say for sure, but I believe there's two parts that are involved in that. We just talked about the fertilizer shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that nitrogen fertilizer is responsible for feeding half the people in this world.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge number. Like, we don't realize how much we rely on fertilizer. So we know already that in the springtime they had cut fertilizer. So we've only put half the fertilizer, a quarter of the fertilizer on the crop that we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we've got a drought. You know what I mean? It's the worst drought in 1,200 years. Europe is experiencing a 500-year drought. There's hunger stones, you know, that are showing up in rivers that haven't been around there since the time of Christ. Like, back then we had 1 million people to feed in this world. Now how many billions do we have to feed? Like, like I said, I'm never going to sell my product on fear, but people need to really wake up as to what's going on right now, because this is going to get bad. You know, we talked about diesel prices in the spring. So we've got extremely high diesel prices in the spring when we planted all these crops. we were short on fertilizer, so we're not getting nearly the yield we were getting. And now we're rolling into fall. The war in Ukraine, like, I am just shocked that the media is not talking about this more. You know what I mean? Like, we've given Putin no way out. He's got no way out of this. He's already told you he's going to drop a nuke. Or, you know, the possibility of using nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah, we're hearing all about it.
Yeah, you know, he drops one, we drop one. He drops one, we drop one. Where does this end up? What's, you know, unless he gives Crimea and everything back, which we know he's not going to do. I mean, like, that region is the breadbasket of America. You know, it's, and we're a global economy now. You know, everybody just looks past this. Remember talking about baby formula shortages months and months ago?
Yes, I remember. I remember all the shortages. I remember the tanks that were lined up, the food cargo ships that were lined up in California. We had a whistleblower on during that time, and he was like, it's like they're intentionally stalling the food delivery. He's like, what? I can't explain why, or, you know, they're telling people not to come in because they don't want those trucks unloaded. They want them to be backed up. And, you know, it was just, it's very intentional. You know, nobody is talking about the food shortages that are coming after this war in Ukraine. You know, not to mention the potential nuclear fallout. You know, the United States of America just bought millions and millions of dollars in medicine that is supposed to help with a nuclear fallout. Now, you can't tell me they're not preparing for something worse for us. And, you know, you've never had this feeling where it was this bad before, have you?
I've never had this feeling, never. Like I said, I don't push fear. I teach people to be prepared for who knows what's going to happen. Like, I'm nervous right now as to how this is going to turn out. Like, I'm really nervous. And like I said, I just drove across the country. I saw the crop firsthand. Okay. I'm sure you've seen the barges backed up on the Mississippi River because they can't get through. Like, they've got soybeans on them. They've got our food on them.
Yeah.
And they're just parking the lines because they can't get through. And, like, our government's not stepping up to help out at all. Like, it just, it makes me really nervous. You got Bill Gates talking about Franken seeds. Like, this is bad stuff. You know, we've already done the wheat crop. Like, if one parasite gets into that wheat crop, that'll destroy the food for billions of people across this world. And now we're going to keep pushing that stuff. Like, it's just, it's crazy to me. Crazy.
It is crazy. You know, eventually they want us to eat the bugs. You're seeing more and more normalizing of the bug eating, the bug cookies, the bug biscuits. You know, it's also a demoralizing thing. But you can fight back. You can be prepared for the times ahead. HeavensHarvest.com, a Christian-owned company, prepper food company. And it's not Franken food either. You know, we have freeze-dried pineapple chunks, actually. I'm about to dig into some of these. I had the chili mac, and it was really good. Now, this isn't demoralizing to eat either because it's high-quality freeze-dried food. You just add the water, and it retains its nutritional value and taste as well. Like I said before, I ate the chili mac for dinner that you had, and it tasted just like Hamburger Helper. It was delicious. So, you know, you can get prepared for the future. And, you know, you can do it in a way with honor and you can in dignity. It's not like we are ever going to kneel and eat these bugs or, you know, allow our families to starve. You can go to HeavensHarvest.com, use promo code STU for a discount on top of that to get high-quality freeze-dried food to get prepared for the future. And this isn't just buckets of rice, folks. This is meats. This is cheeses. This is fruits, vegetables. They also now have canned goods for preppers on a budget. So it's freeze-dried canned goods. I highly recommend you get the powdered butter because there is a butter shortage right now. And it's almost 300 servings of butter per can. Clayton, I only have about 30 seconds left. Any last words?
Well, like you said, Lauren, we've got something there for everybody on a budget. The cans we just added to our product line, they start at $17 a can. I mean, and like you said, the butter has 300 servings in it. There's something there for everybody. We've tried to do our best. I had ordered this stuff in the past. I had an awful experience with it. Like, we took the rice, the beans, the drink mixes out of this. We've given you good meals that will fill you up in a bucket. If you want to buy rice and beans, I'm not here to take your money. Go to a Walmart or your grocery store and buy your rice and beans. You know, this is good survival food, fulfilling meals.
Absolutely. I also love the heirloom seeds as well. Instead of Bill Gates' Franken seeds, I will not eat his genetically modified mess. Clayton, thank you so much for joining us today. That's heavensharvest.com. Use promo code STU for a discount and to let them know we sent you. Clayton, thank you so much for supporting this network and keeping us on the air. If it wasn't for people like you, we wouldn't be here today. So let's rally our support behind our Christian business owners and hop in the link below, heavensharvest.com, to make your purchase today. Clayton, thank you so much.
Lauren, thanks for having me.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Thank you for watching the Stu Peters Show. Now, we are not funded by Big Pharma. We are funded by you, the people, through our sponsorships. We want to encourage you to check out vaccine-police.com. They're offering free clinic care for the vaccine injured and those who are injured from vaccine shedding, etc. They also sell IGF-1 to help raise testosterone levels. Let's support our sponsors. Let's support Christopher Key and his anti-vax activism, putting up billboards, giving pharmacists hell for not disclosing what's in the COVID-19 vaccine. That's vaccine-police.com. Thank you for your support. Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I have with me the directors of our upcoming film, Died Suddenly, coming in November. Now, if any of you pay attention to Stu's social media, last night he released a new trailer, and we're going to have the pleasure of sharing it with you today. Now, we wanted to speak with Matt and Nick, Matt Scow and Nick Stumphauser, a little bit about what they've been doing on the road and what we're looking forward to come November.
Well, yeah, we have been on the road again.
Yes.
As they say. It seems like every time we go on the road, we see the most crazy things. This one might top it all. And
you can't get crazier than this.
No, we spent a week in Alabama with Richard Hirschman, an embalmer, and wow. Like
the things that they were pulling out of cadavers, which now we're looking for volunteers for screening of live vaccinated people. To see if the if we can demonstrate that the clots that we found in the post-mortem bodies are in fact in the living as well. So we're offering a free of charge screening for anyone who is local in Florida who has had several vaccines and who suspects that they might have symptoms of a blood clot. We're going to offer you a non-invasive, non-toxic thermography screening, and that will show you if there's some restricted blood flow in any area of the body. So if anybody here is personally experiencing this or knows someone who's experiencing this, please go to diedsuddenly.info and fill out the form there and contact us.
Yeah, the reason is we know that these clots are not post-mortem. Mm. They are so big, they are so full in their structure. It took time to develop these. And that's why we're seeing so many heart attacks and these obstructions in people's lungs, strokes. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who might be a ticking time bomb. And we're here for you, and this is what the film's about, and that's what we do every day, is to show awareness to this and hopefully stop this somehow with some treatment. The experts don't even know.
Right. And you know, it was, you know, they called us crazy conspiracy theorists when they talked about it being a depopulation agenda. Last question, in your opinion, was this a conspiracy theory or is this real?
Well, as we find out, all our conspiracy theories are conspiracy facts. Yeah. There's no doubt.
It couldn't have been otherwise. This was premeditated.
Check out the most recent trailer of Died Suddenly.
I have my fingertips on the pulse of obstetrical outcomes. I mean, I'm on track for seeing a huge number of patients this year. I mean, at one point in time this year, I was on track to see 9,000. So I know what's going on, and I've seen death and destruction like I've never seen before. We're talking about a 12,000-fold increase in menstrual abnormalities, and it makes sense. It makes sense because the vaccine causes a significant inflammatory effect. Anything that causes inflammation in my business causes damage, injury, death, and destruction in pregnancy. We've known that for half a century.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. This is Nick and Matthew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? So before the vaccines came out, there were 1 to 2 fetal demises. Every 2 or 3 months, you would see one. I finally had enough when I got this email the other day. It said that there was a record number of fetal demises and that there were 22 of them in 1 month. And in this email, it said that it's projected to increase each month.